As some of you may or may not know, I moved out to a tiny country town, Carthage, Missouri, from a bigger city, Phoenix, Arizona. And out here, we are ridden with pests, bugs, intense amounts of bugs. Out in Arizona, you don't really have that problem. It's more of a desert. You have your rattlesnakes and your scorpions, and the scorpions, you know, they might get in your house or your shoes or stuff, but they'll bite you and it hurts like all get out, but you don't suffer deterioration of the flesh from such bites of bugs out in the desert. Snakes, yes, but snakes are easy to see. Anyway, the problem I noticed is that the pest epidemic out here is much more dense. And back when I lived in Arizona, I used to have a much more Taoist type philosophy towards approaching bugs and insects and all other life forms on this planet. I think it's Taoist. I'm not certain, and I don't feel like Googling it, but I wouldn't kill a bug. I would not step on a bug if it was in my way. I would not use pest spray or any sort of thing like that. I would take spiders out and every insect in the house out and talk to it and tell its clan to keep all its other family members out of our dwelling, and I will spare their life. And I would talk to them and ask them to just, you know, give me my space and I'll give them theirs. Kind of a mutual respect. I know some of you may think that's funny, but whatever. I did, and I still do. But out here we have those things called brown recluses and all sorts of things like fleas that will infest you in a matter of seconds, and in your whole house in a matter of a day you'll be infested with fleas and chiggers and things that like to just nibble on your flesh over time and eat you. So yeah, out here, my little Taoist, you know, peaceful type of balance, the relationship I've had with insects has definitely gone by the wayside. And I'm anticipating next week when we get to go to the store and purchase some bug spray, and we are going to fumigate this entire house because the ants are out here. And I've tried every natural remedy. I mean, I've tried salt and cinnamon and pepper and, you know, mounds of ginger and everything else that's supposed to, vinegar and bleach and all these things that are supposed to keep ants at bay. It doesn't work. And you try to prepare food on this counter and you've got marching armies of ants crawling on your plates and on the dishes you're trying to prepare. And so I'm not cooking. I told my partner, Michael, I'm not cooking. I'm not touching the stove until we go buy some bug spray, because we were having a dilemma, a debate as to whether or not we should, you know, poison our house. But I'm like, well, okay, you know, we've got a new baby. Yes, I understand the risks of that. I haven't sprayed the house in 2 years. I used to spray when I got out here because we live in a big old 100-year-old or more house out here that's all wood, inside and out, floors, ceilings, walls, everything's wood. So when springtime comes and the warm weather hits, we get infested. Things start coming out of the woodwork, literally, and it's not fun. So I don't know. Would I rather have the risk of pesticide in the corners of the house, or would I rather risk a brown recluse biting the baby and waking up a couple hours later to see that her arm is half deteriorated? I don't know. which is further a risk? I still talk to the dang spiders out here. I still ask them to keep their distance and tell their family members to stay away. If I see a spider, I still pick it up and take it outside and across the street. I don't squish them. But my peace with insects and not using pesticides, that has come to an end, and I cannot wait until next week because these buggers are going bye-bye. I am, however, still willing to try an alternative natural method of getting rid of pests, fleas, chiggers, mosquitoes, and spiders, and all that good stuff. So if anybody knows anything before I resort to the chemical remedy, then let me know. There's some time to spare my decision, I suppose.